Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm not happy.
You can give really filthy looks, can't you, when you want to?
Mm-hmm.
You really aren't happy?
Nope.
Do you want to explain what you're wearing?
At the moment, I'm wearing the helmet that I wore on Only Fools on Horses.
Without the Robin Hood headdress on top of it.
When they made me fall off the horse.
Yeah.
Just for head protection. I'm also wearing some elbow and knee pads.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to get hurt again like yesterday on Treadmill Trivia.
I know.
I know the questions that you asked me, I won't be able to answer and therefore I'll fly off the treadmill at high speed.
No, I think you'll find in one of the envelopes is going to be a subject which you know a lot about. So let's just hope you pick that envelope.
Yeah, right.
There is. Trust me on this.
So Edith going to do this later?
Edith is going to do it a little bit later on, after 9:30. The treadmill is out there. Everybody in the live lounge has moved to the side, so there's lots of room for you to fall off. And Laura's out there, and she'll be in control of it again.
I was promised a crash mat.
I think there's two cushions. It hasn't arrived yet. So, envelope 1, 2...
I bet it'll be here for Edith, though, won't
it? Yeah, yeah. The insurance is more for Edith. 1, 2, or 3? Envelope 1.
2.
Two, okay. Do you want to go through? And when you're on the treadmill, I'll tell you the category.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Away you go. You really are moody.
Hello?
So he did then. As he walked past, he dropped his shoulder just to give me a little dig in the ribs. Come on, Scott, hurry up. You there?
Yes.
You know, you see, that's the problem, isn't it? You can't put the headphones on with the helmet on.
I have to wear them upside down.
Okay, which envelope did you pick again?
2.
2. And the subject is wine.
That's not enough cushions.
Don't worry about the cushions, it's fine. You'll be all right with this subject. It's wine.
Oh, okay.
You know your wine, don't you?
Well, no, I like to drink it. I'm not a connoisseur.
Okay, can we start the running machine, please? Laura, start the running machine. Are we just at walking pace, are we?
Yeah.
Right, question 1. How many acres are planted to grapes worldwide?
30 million.
Oh, it's 20 million. That's wrong.
Oh,
up one notch. How many countries import California wines?
God. 35.
Oh, it's 164. Up it goes again.
Ah!
How many gallons of wine were lost in the 1906 San Francisco earthquake?
480.
No, 30 million. You're not even running yet. How many varieties of wine grapes exist worldwide?
It's hard to think of an answer and run. I don't know. 20 million.
No, 10,000. What percent of an oak tree is suitable for making high-grade wine barrels?
I don't know.
Oh, it's 5%. Up we go again.
Oh, God!
What are the top 3 US states in terms of wine consumption?
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Have you seen Premonition with Sandra Bullock?
No.
Right. Me neither. I wanted to yesterday.
Why?
Because I wanted to go and see a film yesterday afternoon. It's something that I don't do very often.
No. I'm not really into my films.
I don't really do films. I'm no James King or Edith Bowman. But I do, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do like going to the cinema, but it's one of those things I never get round to. I don't know, probably once or twice a year I go to the cinema, but because we're on these hours at the moment, I thought I'm going to take advantage of it, I'm going to go to the cinema tomorrow afternoon. It's good in the afternoon, because there's not that many people there. There's no
stretch
queue.
Out a bit.
You can stretch out a bit, put your feet over the seats, even though they hate that.
Is Premonition rubbish then? Because normally you go and see rubbish films.
Well, I didn't go and see it, but I wanted to yesterday.
Right.
I'm getting to the point.
Okay.
Right? The only person I know who was off yesterday, who had a day off and wasn't working, was my friend who has some kind of irrational hatred of Sandra Bullock.
Right.
Right. And he doesn't know why. He just can't stand her. You know me, I've not seen The Godfather.
Have
seen Legally Blonde 2. So this looked like my kind of film. I read up about it. It looks it's quite good.
Right.
Not interested in seeing it at all, because he hates Sandra Bullock. Now, Sandra Bullock wouldn't hurt a fly, would she?
I think I'm led to believe she's very nice.
But
very pleasant.
He just... to him, her voice is just like nails down a blackboard.
Really?
Yeah, he can't stand her. And every time you mention Sandra Bullock, he just goes off on one properly.
Wow.
Do you have anyone like that?
I think I'm more the subject of that, yeah, really, yeah. More than feeling like that.
I was going to say, don't target people around the building, just like someone famous
you
that you're never
like,
going to meet.
What, you mean like George?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, but I know somebody who has a very irrational hatred of Meryl Streep.
But why?
I don't know.
And when you quiz them on this, they don't know why. They just don't like them at all.
Apparently, Premonition's rubbish.
Oh, is it?
So you'll probably love it.
Seriously? Oh, here we go.
It's awful. The worst piece of Hollywood trash I've seen in years.
Don't bother, Scott. It's rubbish. Don't bother. It's poo. No, don't go and see it. Well, they're all saying it's rubbish, so I'm glad I didn't in the way now. Phew.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
And the moment has finally arrived where we play celebrity treadmill trivia with Edith Bowman. Hello.
I've kind of sunk in what I let myself in for now.
No.
Laura just let me sort of a wee jog. Steady pace on
No. Oh, what? She's just let you have a
yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
How do you find that?
So you warmed up?
Yes, warmed up. Sweating buckets already.
Right, well, thanks for agreeing to do this.
Can I just ask, I'm scared that if I do fall off at a high rate of speed, then I'm going to damage the machine. Now, is it your machine, Scott?
I wish. No, it's, where do we get it from? It's that shop over the road from Radio 1. What's it called?
That sweatband shop.
What, they sell sweatbands?
No.
Brilliant.
Also, how uncomfy are these elbow pads and stuff as well?
Well, yeah, you don't have to wear them.
No, I'd quite like to have some skin left on my arms.
Okay. Believe me, love, in a couple of minutes, you'll be glad of them. Right. Are we ready?
We are ready, yeah. So basically, Edith, you've got to try and stay on the treadmill for as long as possible. We'll ask you 10 questions. Mm-hmm. The idea is still to be on at the end. Okay?
Yeah. Now, I heard earlier Scott got a category of wine.
He got wine, yeah. So you have to pick envelope 1, 2, or 3. Every time you get a question wrong, the running machine will be speeded up. 1, 2, or 3?
Can I have 3?
3.
Please.
Right. Do you want to know now or do you want to know the category when you get on the machine?
When I get on the machine.
Okay, you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be in charge of the buttons, Scott? On the treadmill.
I'm in charge of the controls.
That's an added extra for you. Right, you're going to work the treadmill, are you?
Yeah.
All right, go on then. I think you're going to take great pleasure in doing this, don't you?
As long as it's not me, I don't care.
Okay.
Hello.
You're right?
Yeah, my headphones won't fit over my lovely...
No.
Skating head,
so
hat, even.
You might have to hold your headphones on, which means you then can't hang on to the running machine.
What? Rubbish.
Okay. Right. What envelope did you pick again?
3.
3. The category, Edith, is films.
Well, get in!
All right. Films is the category. My, what a packed live lounge. Scott, start the machine. So this should just be at walking pace, Edith. Your 10 questions...
Oh, you put it up already!
Your 10 questions start now. What is Steve Zahn's character obsessed with in Daddy Daycare?
Nipples.
No, it's Star Trek. Go up one. In which film does Gerard Depardieu play a character called Dr. Worms?
What? Green Card.
Oh, you're wrong. It's Mercy Levy.
Oh, rubbish.
In The King of Comedy, the cardboard cutout of which actor sits opposite Jerry Lewis in Pumpkin's apartment?
It is... Oh, my God, I love this film with Robert De Niro in it.
Oh, out of time. It's Liza Minnelli. Up it goes again. Now you're going at quite a fast jog. What does EVP stand for in scary film White Noise?
I've no idea.
Electronic voice phenomenon. You told me you like films. Now we're getting nearer a sprint.
Yeah, good ones.
Number 5, Take a Bit of Peach is saucy dialogue from which David Lynch movie?
Eat My Fruit.
Oh, it's Wild at Heart, and it goes up again. What colour is Julia Roberts' Maid of Honour dress? Is she all right, Scott?
Oh, my God.
National Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, how you doing? All right?
Yeah, who's that?
It's Mike from Northants.
Hi, Mike, how can I help?
Well, I'm not sure about Sandra Bullock, but I can't stand Cat Deeley.
So you've got a rational hatred of Cat Deeley, but she's done nothing to you, right?
No, all my friends say she's really nice looking and whatnot, but I just can't stand her voice. It grates on me. And I don't know what it is, a mannerism. You know when they put their hands in front of, I just can't stand it.
I like Kat. I think she's lovely.
I like Kat.
A lot. But
she's not bad looking, but she's just her mannerisms.
No, but she's a really nice person.
You hate her because of what she does with her hands.
Yeah.
Actually, though, if you think about it, she does... I was watching her on American Idol the other day. She does do a strange kind of thing with her hands when she's talking. It's maybe just a nervous thing. She does do that. Watch out for her hands next time.
And also, when you look at her lips, just when she finishes talking, they have a slight at the end of it. You know, they put their lips just slightly out.
And that's why you just don't like her.
Yeah, thanks. But thanks anyway, Scott.
Yeah.
Glad you've got that off your chest.
I don't understand what you mean about when she stops talking. What do you mean?
Well, you know what? If you say, hi, Scott, my name's Mike, yeah, and as soon as you say Mike, your lip kind of goes to the side, like it's pulling, you know, a spasm in the side of your mouth.
All right. She does have a slight talk out the side of the mouth thing, doesn't she, sometimes?
Yeah, but, you know...
Are you with him on this now?
No,
because you've had a go at her hands and at her mouth.
No, I'm just saying, those are her mannerisms. It doesn't annoy me in any way. But I can see what he's saying. I've noticed
all
them.
All right, OK.
Have you met her before, Scott?
Yes.
Do you know her?
Yes.
Do you think you could, like, just give her a call and just mention it?
He doesn't know her that well.
I don't know her well enough. Maybe we could pass that on to Edith, because she's quite good friends with Kat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, if you could, it's just something that, you know, I like her, but I just... wind me up.
Right, so what do we need to tell Edith to say to Kat from you, Mike?
If you can just tell her, we like you, but if you can just sort your mannerisms out, that little quirk with your mouth, you'll be fine. You'll be a superstar.
Right. All right, I'll pass that on to Edith.
Cheers, Scott. Radio 1.
Podcast. Now, you think there's some filth on Radio 1 at the moment on Innuendo Bingo? Try BBC Local Radio. I know it's aimed at maybe people slightly older, but that doesn't mean there's no potty mouse on there. Check this out on BBC Radio Leicestershire.
OK, let's get to our first, straight away, to our first dedication. Dear Chris, please say a big hello to Connie Lingus, who's 69 on Tuesday. She'll be enjoying my meat and two veg on Sunday at 12, which are all the very best, and tell her I look forward to seeing her when she comes. Thanks ever so much, says Ivan Ardon. And he says, please say hello to Bill as well. And that comes from Ivan going out to Connie in Thurnby Lodge here in Leicestershire.
National Radio 1.
I now remember what my irrational hatred is.
Go on.
When they drink cups of tea in Corrie and it's obvious that there isn't any tea in the cup.
Right. Does that happen a lot?
That happens every single episode.
Is it the same when they have, you know, when they're drinking beer and you just know it's not beer?
It's like that, but then I know there's nothing in the cup and they like gulp it and obviously it'd be hot and you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I've
got another one as well that a lot of people have said. Irrational hatred. I'm sure she's a lovely woman in real life. However, on the TV, I have this one as well. Gail Platt. Now, you think Liv Tyler's got no chin? Seriously, there is a severe lack of any kind of chinage going on with Gail there.
Radio 1 podcast.
This is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. You've got Joe coming next, maybe. But first, it's time for Celebrity Treadmill Trivia.
And Joe's going to do it. Now, I can't give Joe an envelope to choose from, so we've just got an array of questions ranging from football, wine, film and geography. OK?
Right,
so I'm just going to have to tell you what the category is each time, Joe.
Right.
OK, look, fine.
But you're such a clever lady, it will be fine.
Obviously, that's painfully not true.
No, now, Scott...
Well, how's this work, yeah?
So, basically, I ask you a question. Every one you get wrong, the running machine will be sped up. My glamorous assistant, Scott, is just coming in to work the running machine for you.
What, like he'll know? There's no way is he going to know how to work this.
So, and then every time you get one wrong...
So evil.
Every time you get one wrong, it'll just go faster and faster, and you just try and stay on. Have you got padding and your helmet on?
Yeah, I've got my elbows and knees. I've found my trainers under my desk upstairs. Did you actually do this, or am I being completely stitched up and didn't do it at all?
You did, but don't let Scott cheat.
Okay, Joe, your first question... Your first question is a football question. Who is John Collins the manager of?
Derby County.
No, it's Hibs. Go on, Scott, start it going up. Who does Jane Ludlow play for?
Girl, surely.
It's a girl.
A girl, yeah. Right. Who does she play for? Yeah. What sport? she plays hockey. But get your
No, she
off.
Doesn't. No, get out. She plays for Arsenal Ladies. This is geography, Joe. You're starting to jog. What's the capital of Jordan?
Oman.
A bottle of open wine stored in the refrigerator lasts how much longer than if it would be stored at room temperature?
7 minutes.
No, 16 times, despite the fact you cheated and tried to look at those answers. This is film. What is the name of the satellite which falls to Earth in the...
Say again, I didn't hear that.
Well, it doesn't matter. Put it up. Where is the poison that our heroes... Oh, it's a sprint.
Don't put it up.
Where is the poison that our hero swallows in the opening... are you all right? Is she still there? Is she still there?
Hello?
Are you all right, Joe?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm fine. You were...
What?
You were putting that up all the time. When I wasn't going to get wrong.
Sorry. Right, you need to go next door and start your show now, really.
What's this like? Oh, blimey, I do.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay, I'm going to.
Thanks for doing that. That's really good.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.